Parsha Vayera, beginning of Parsha tells us about the Makkah of Tzfardea. It simply was because Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Emoyatu l'shalechem yonochi nogi feskoa gvurcha b'tzfardim." Kishos hayor b'tzfardim, v'vom v'ischo v'chadar mishkachvo, yamitasecho v'isavodecho, yamecho will cover all areas of Mitzrayim v'sanurecho, they'll cover your troughs, your kneading troughs, your ovens. Chazal tell us in the Gemara in Sochem, in this pasuk is where Hanan Mishov Azariah learned out the halach of Kiddush Hashem, the Sfardim. If we saw that the Sfardim went even into the Sanurecho with the Mokum Cham, Mo'od, the Mesharis, by the Tanur, they're very hot. Yet the Sfardim went in, and they got burnt and destroyed. So Hanan Meshuv Vazaria, his Makashim Shemayim, and went on Kiddush Hashem, and went into the Kivshan Eish. They made a Kav HaChomer. And they said, Anu, that we see that the Sfardim, Sheim Mitzvah Makirish Hashem, and not Mitzvah Makirish Hashem, they went into the Tanu, Alachas Kama Lakama, we that are yes Mitzvah Makirish Hashem, should definitely go into the Tanu. This was the Kav HaChomer. Of course, it's the Pircha on the Kav HaChomer. He alludes to it, but the Marsha says directly, how can you make a din? Over there by the Sfardim, there's no inin of v'chai b'hem or Hashem is b'hem. There's no inin of v'chai b'hem. So therefore, there's an inin of the Tzibar Hashem to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any sveikas, without any doubts, to go into Kiddush Hashem. However, we have a mitzvah of v'chai b'hem or Hashem is b'hem. Torah is given for chiyas, to live with Torah, love mitzvahs, and live life. That's how you live, v'chai. V'chai means with Torah. Not die, to live. That's a special chiyas, a kosu. From Gerai, Shepos Domino, Berezara, a svar, a pasuk. Can't give you up your life. Kiddush Hashem, Kashi Shemayim, is with living with mitzvahs, not dying from mitzvahs. This is the Marsha asks. Apostle Terah is given by the Brisker Rav, and always embellished by his son Rav Beryl, is if you look at the Pasuk is talking about the Sfardim in general, the death cloud. The Sfardim went in, this Makkah was this, not just a Makkah of an Onish to the Mitzrayim, there was a Limud Lanu, he said, to teach us something. To teach us what? To teach us the Sfardim went in. This is the halacha in the Sfardim in general. Frogs, whatever you call them, these creatures in general, are not specific. It's halacha in the cloud, not in the cloud. Cloud, not everyone has to go in, and everyone has to kill himself. It's halacha in the cloud. But they did halacha in the pot. Every single one, Sfardei, each one, each individual, went in to Taner. That was the Kavachom. That was the Kavachom of Kiddush Hashem. It's Kiddush Hashem. The Sibur, not for the Yachid. Here we learn out Kiddush Hashem is the Niyachid. We proved our point. How many millions of Jews do you have to get killed? We proved the point. Makashim Shemayim. We did it already. And I stayed in the basement, which others did. No! It's halacha in every individual. It's halacha in every individual. This was the kavachom. Kavachom of every individual. And even though they're not mechuyev and mechayev with him, but they didn't have to go aseyah so far, they're not mechuyev and mitzvahs. And they did the tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, halachas kam v'kam, when we have mitzvahs, this is our mitzvah. Mechayev with him doesn't exist. This is the Chaybah. Mekayeshim Shemayim. And this is what we learn off of the Makas Mitzrayim, is not just an onish for the Mitzrayim. But we learn off from here, Mekayeshim Shemayim and the Bria, because the Makas were telling us something. The Makas were not just telling us an onish for Mitzrayim. Araya Ledover, because it says by the Tzibri, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emo Aram and Neteyas Yodcho, Vemate, Anoris, Ayorim, Agamim, Al Esatzvardim, Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Rashi brings down the Medrash, the Tara Svardeya, Svardeya Achas or Yisra. The Svardeya Achas. We have Makin or Yisra, we mitos, Nechilim, Nechilim, Zu Medrashim. And what? They hit it and hit it and hit it and hit it and multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. And multiplied so much that it could kill all of Israel. Because we all we wiped out. We destroyed the whole country. Matter of time, everyone we killed them. There's only one Svardeya. And multiply and multiply and multiply. On one hand, we learn from here the midas of kas. Idiot! If you think every time you're hitting is multiplied, so why don't you stop? Why don't you stop? You see it's multiplying, and you're hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting. What are you doing? And you're hitting more, and it multiplies more, and you're doing again and again and again and again. What are you doing? Chazal tells us in many places in Shas, Kla Kreis, Komin Gehenim, Sholtenbo, Sigimor Nidorim, Kla Kreis, Gehenim, this is Gehenim. They're angry, it bothers me, like the fly, and I hit it again and again. Meanwhile, who are you hitting? You're hitting yourself. You're patching yourself, and you're patching and patching and patching. You can't get the fly. And then come on, you patch. Gehenim. Gehenim is opening up to you. Morris says, I feel shchina in your chashiva connected. You can't talk to me. I'm talking about a person who has a PhD. With a PhD, a nilui. When he gets angry, stay away. He's worse than an idiot. But nilui. Klakois, even Shechina goes away. Chsili Yifru Shavelis is an idiot, is a nut. He's stupid. Chsili of it. Kaat b'chei ksilu yonuak. He's ksil. With all his godless and chokhma. He's ksil. It says, Shosh Yivorim, Nikar Adam, the Gemara in the Erevin, Racham Ehem Bekasa, Kideis HaKas Adam Nikar. Now I show what he really, really is. He has a good shidduch. And Dates is very kind, very nice. But how is he in real life? How is he in real life? When you go ahead and pour some water on him in the morning. How does he wake up in the morning? How is it when you disturb him 3 o'clock in the evening, in the morning, and wake him, disturb him from his sleep? How is he then? Is he a kaisen? That's how you have to know him. Not through his luishkeit, his grades, his summa cum laude, his kaso. The Morris says in Sachem Kofi Gimel, Shoshakush Baruch Hu Avam, and one of them is Mishin Kois. A Kosh Baruch who loves a person doesn't have kos. A person then has a chok. If this gaber chok mosa akasa, if he can take his chokma, his gaber on his chok, chokma, he's got big grades. He's got grades. His grades. If he can take that chokma and his gaber on his kos, that's a chok. Control himself. Difficult times when he's angry. He's so angry that he's a fool. If they cause upon themselves this koyach of Svardim. And so much so, the Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. The emotion of Fari Spolai was Atil Chola Bodecho. Ram Chola Hakis of Svardim Mimcho, Bodecho. Bakbayotishan. And Moshe Rabbeinu was misspelled. And here we learn that even though they have midas ros, of kas, a bad midah, and even though they lack the munah b'Hashem, the Rishayim Gemur, that this could be the makom this pasuk could be the mocker of Chazal when it came to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Malachim wanted to say Shira. Makosh Baruch Hu, Masa Yodai Tuba V'yam V'yatimu M'shira. On the seventh day of Pesach, you can say Shira for this Masa Yodai. It's my people. What are you being happy about? Where is the mocker of this? Esfadim. Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. Get rid of the Esfadim. But they deserve it. Look at the Midas, look at the Rishis. He deserves it. If the Midas Adin, you're right. But it's Midas Harachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Midas Harachimim, and we have to show Midas Harachim. So by Esfadim we see not just a market. A market. Because of an onish, when we see this market, it tells us something else, much deeper. It tells us in infant Kiddush Hashem, Mekai Shem Shemayim, Am Yochid is Mekai Shem Shemayim. We see that even though a person has a midas kas, a terrible midah, which we have to mevayir, I have to find out that this individual, and one of the things I have to find out, besides koso, and kiso, is kaso. Not only is he generous, maybe generous, but he's got a temper. He's got, watch out for his temper. That means he lacks chachma. With his summa cum laude, he lacks chachma. The Ilui, the valedictorian, he lacks chachma. He's a fool. A fool! Look at Mitzrayim. Fools. This is what the Torah is telling us. The Torah is not just telling us, when it comes Pesach, to dip a little bit of our wine into a cup and we see the makas. Much more than that. Much, much more than that. At the mention, this is the maka of Sardea, the maka of Borod. Same idea. The maka of Borod, where we find over here that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us wrong. The first two, the fourth and fifth, the sixth and seventh, he always gave us wrong. But the third, sixth, and ninth mark, he did not give us wrong. But the Asra, by Bori, he gave us wrong. He told, he told him right away, Hashem tells Moshe that all the board will destroy everything in the field. It will destroy everyone. So state in Pasik and Pasikov, Hayoris Divar Hashem, Miyavdi Paro, Hainis is Abadav, it's Mikdeo El Abatav. The Yor Divar Hashem, make sure that all the Abadim and all the flocks fled from there, from the field. Now the next Pasik should be, Vashir Lo Yor Divar Hashem. It doesn't say that. It says Vashir lo some libo who didn't pay attention of the Vashem, the Yadavis Avodavis Mikdeo Vasadim, he left it there. So you know what happened. The Yard of Hashem, he's Yard of Hashem, he's religious, observant people that took away all their Avodim and Susim, the Chamorim, and Behemoths. They were saved. They were the religious ones. They're the ones, they're so religious. The king called Sus Rochbo, Roma Vayom, these were from the Yorid Bar Hashem. The ones that run after Klal Yisrael, and eventually Tuma Bayam, they were the Yorid Bar Hashem. They were the religious ones. But the others, imagine how religious, but they were Yorid Bar Hashem. Asher lo som libo, we Asher lo som libo, lo Yorid Bar Hashem. What does it mean lo som libo? So Yonis Ben Uziel says that the first group, HaYorid Bar Hashem, is Eov. Eov went through Yisurim. Eov lo hayav lo nivra, or Eov, there's many opinions in the group of Babasa. And one is he lived in the time of Mitzrayim. Eov, Jewish, not Jewish. Eov that went through Yisurim, he was the Yard of Hashem. He had this feeling. However, Vashem lo some libo does not say Hashem lo Yard of Hashem. Hashem lo some libo, so the Targum says is Bilam. Bilam, lo shavi leveis v'biskamo, Hashem. Bilam, chacham mikoradam, lo kam yisrael kamoshe. Yisola Kam, Bumasalam Kam, Achakam Ekalanam, a brilliant man, brilliant, brilliant. How brilliant can you be? After so many markets, and not to have the possibility of a suffix that maybe another market will come, and to leave your behemoths outside in the field? And you call that brilliant? That's a chacham? That's a chacham? And she was so limbo. So the answer is that Vadi was brilliant. But he didn't have this feeling, Hagash Zalei, within him. I know it's not good for me, certain food. I eat it anyways. I know what the after effects would be. I do it anyways. Smoking is hazardous to your health. So I'll smoke anyways. In fact, I was the one to put it on the wrapper. I'm the one. The professor tells everyone not to smoke. He's the biggest smoker in the world. He knows that. I should have some limbo, but it's not my condition. He doesn't feel it. He says it. I know it. He shouldn't speak Lashon Hara. Now I'm going to tell you, he's a guy that... I know it. But some limbo, the lay doesn't feel it. That doesn't take chachma. That takes more than chachma. More than kas. That's like kas. To work on it. I should have some limbo. He didn't pay attention. He didn't markish it. He knew it. So many markers. Oh, Shepard, he's not markish it. I don't feel it. Logically, I can say, a fellow told me, yes, logically, the shirk is for me. It's for me. She has all the qualities I need, what I'm lacking, she has. Logically, you put on a computer, the computer said, yes, marry her. I don't love her. But the computer said, everything works out. Everything, facts match. Everything works. I don't love her. I should have some label. I don't love her. She would get married. I should have some label. I don't feel it. I don't feel there'll be another market. This is Market's Borg. And this is Emunah. This is Emunah. I know it logically speaking, I can give you a reason why there's a Boreola. Logically. Over my heart, I don't feel it. I don't love her. Her happens to be my mother. Her happens to be my sister. Her happens to be my wife. After 35 years, we're divorced. I don't love her. I finally figured her out. I don't love her. I don't feel this. I'm going to leave. So I finish. The Gaon says, on the 28 things, ace, that Shlomo HaMelech mentions, the Chosman, the ace, the Chochevis Tach, as a Shemayim. Ace for lettuce, ace for moose, ace for tarts, ace for akar natua, ace for harog, ace for apples, ace for fruits, and so on. If this goes to throat, ace for craw, it's 28. The last two is ace lelv, ace this snow, 26, 27, ace for mochomo, the ace sholem is 28. Ace mochomo, the ace sholem. So the Gra says that all the ace, it's mentioned by Shlomo HaMelech, refers to various tkufas of the Brias since Brias early. We are now in number 27. Eis Milchom. We're now in Eis Milchom. What Milchom? Milchom is Ayetzir. The spilling of Amunah. The Milchom that the mind says one thing and the heart says something else. I don't feel it. The Klal Yisrael is assimilating. I don't feel it. I don't see it. I don't feel it. And those that understand it, those that have an education, will tell you, I don't have this Hagash Alein. I don't feel like you. I'm not enthusiastic like you. I don't have this slavis for Judaism. I don't feel it. Even though I got 100 in my Gemara test, and 100 in my philosophy test, and 100 in my Musar test. I don't feel it. And this is Eis Mechama. This is the Mechama that we're in. This is for the Eis Sholem. We should be Zoyka for this Eis Sholem. But now is the Eis Mechama. The Eis Mechama is the Agash Zalev. How do I feel emuna? How do I feel Hakadosh Shalei? How can I be emotional? I don't see Hakadosh Baruch when I dive a marav. I don't see him. I don't see him. I don't feel it. This is Bilam. This is Makas Bar. This is what we're living in. We only try. That all our learning and all our task is not just to get 100 on the test. It's not just to get 100 on the test. But to feel Yiddishkeit, to be feel like Kodesh Baruch Hu, to feel like Kodesh Baruch Hu in our davening, in our limud, in our learning. The Rav once said, the Yotzei Drasha, he learned so much that he felt a malach of someone pat him on the back when he was learning the Rambam and giving him a Yashikoyach. This is the right pshat. He felt it. He felt it. What we call a religious experience. He felt it. Hagosh Zalev. There's no Hagosh. He can be as brilliant as Bilam, as brilliant as Paro, as brilliant as anyone, but I don't feel it. And he leaves the behemoths on the field. He leaves the behemoths there. What's wrong with you? I don't feel it. The whole purpose of Torah Mitzvahs is to come closer. The same Rabbeinu Lahavarasko, not the same Sikhlenu. Not our seichel, our bina is our lay. The same v'lebeinu. If this should be our tachin, this should be our shifa. This should we go for this? That our lay should feel like a shifa. Not just my cup, my lay. Rachmanis Lan, we see what.